Point of this class is to explain as briefly as possible what are the sources in Judaism for the concept of the seven commandments that God gave to Bnei Noach, that means non-Jews, to fulfill. That is, in other words, what's the message of Judaism for the whole world? Now, why do I say briefly? Because actually I could delve deeply into each one of the concepts that I'm going to share for hours. So the point is like this, I'm going to be brief, and I'm going to leave in the description of the video the sources and the places where you can read deeply into this thing. If you're really interested, so you're going to read. If you're not interested, so continue watching or just stop watching. Whatever, it's your decision. In order to understand this, first, one introduction. God gave the Torah, that means his wisdom to the Jewish people. But when he gave it, he gave it in two parts, so to speak, which actually are two like halves of the same thing. It's not just two things, it's just one thing that has two expressions. One thing is called Torah Shebikhtav, that means the written text, the written Torah, which you can actually read it. And the second part is the oral Torah, Torah Shebe'al Peh. What does that mean? That means traditions that the Jewish people have that God told Moshe in the Mount Sinai, and then Moshe shared it with the Jewish people, and we have it from that place, from that moment on. There is no religion upon earth that doesn't have traditions. This doesn't mean, like Christians want to say, like the religion of man, etc. It doesn't make any sense. Every single religion has a scriptural support, and then the way they interpret it, the way they understand it, and the traditions they have passed on generation after generation to explain and to understand and to apply those texts. So we have that also. There's a written Torah and there's an oral Torah. In the oral Torah, they are explained the seven commandments of Bnei Noach. They are not in the written text. Once we have a tradition given to God, gave to Moses, and Moses gave to us, we found in the text itself support for that tradition. But that doesn't mean that the text is the source for that tradition of the seven commandments of Bnei Noach. No, the text is not the source. The source is the tradition. Again, once you have the tradition, look, it's also in the text. What are the seven commandments? This is pretty easy. I'm not going to go deeply into each one of them because they have lots of details. And the idea is to be brief. The first commandment is dinim. Din means judgment. You have to establish courts of judgment. Then you cannot curse God's name. You cannot have idol worship. You cannot commit robbery, forbidden sexual relations, and you cannot kill, bloodshed, and you cannot eat a limb from a living animal. Those are like very general ideas, like the trunk of a tree, and then they have many branches. This is what's brought in the Talmud, seven commandments. Now, in a different place in the Talmud, it's brought that there are actually 30 commandments. So is it seven or 30? So our sages that explained the Talmud where it says 30, they say, I don't know what it means. Only one place in our sages' text, it explains the 30 commandments. What is it saying? I'm not going to go through the 30 commandments because the point is to be brief. But the idea is that in many, many places, there are many commandments for the Jewish people that are actually put together as a general commandment for Bnei Noach. The perfect example is idol worship, idolatry. What for Bnei Noach is one commandment, don't commit idolatry. For the Jewish people, it's like 30 commandments. Don't do this type of idolatry, this type of idolatry. Don't benefit from this, don't benefit from that part of the idolatry. Many, many, many ideas that are brought together for Bnei Noach in one commandment, seven commandments. So is it seven or 30? Okay. So if you look at the trunk itself, it's seven. If you look at the branches, the main branches are 30. But there are actually many, many, many more. Because if you actually want to understand the commandments of Judaism for Bnei Noach, you have to understand there are four main ideas. First idea is seven commandments, as I explained. Second idea is 30 commandments. Third idea is, look, every single thing that makes sense that the human being would actually do it, even if the scriptures don't tell him, they have to do it also. Simple example, honor and respect your father and your mother. It doesn't say anywhere that a non-Jew should respect his father. By a Jew, it says in the Ten Commandments. Okay, it says, so we have to do it. But by the non-Jew, what does that mean? He can spit on his father's face. He can scream to his mother. No. Why? Because if you want to have a civilized place, a civilized world where people live in peace, so one of the things make sense, I really underscore this, makes sense is to honor and respect your father and your mother. They gave you life, they gave you education, etc., etc. So all the ideas, all the concepts, commandments, quote unquote, that actually make sense to do, they have to do it also. And then you have a fourth idea that there are commandments that are actually branches, as I explained before, of main ideas. Like, for instance, do not curse the name of God. Blasphemy. Do not curse the name of God. This comes together with fear of God. Respect for God. Why? Because his name represents him. And if you curse him, you're actually you're cursing him, and you're not respecting him. So if there is a prohibition of not cursing his name, which means not being respectful to him, so automatically there's a branch out of this that for the Jewish people is a commandment, it's a full commandment, fear of God. So for non-Jews, it's not a rational thing. No. It's a branch of not cursing God. What does that mean? You have to respect and honor his name, his entity, whatever that means, fear of him. So we saw, just as a conclusion, that there are basically four ideas for the seven commandments, for the 30 commandments, rational things and branches, but they are all based on the tradition that God gave Moses on Mount Sinai, that this is actually the message that Judaism has for non-Jews. And then afterwards, our sages found scriptures that actually support that tradition.